funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome all of you to this Mass. Very specially, if you are visiting us for the first time, welcome. We began this Mass always calling on the name of God. That is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us just pause for just a few moments in silence. Let us turn our thoughts to God at this very moment. And with humble words, but a sincere heart, we ask God to forgive us for the many times that we hurt God, the many times that we forget about Him. We ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault, Before I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie Christe.
Let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as Creator and Guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus I will test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. I have heard the grumblings of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. In the morning, a dew fell upon the camp, and when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, what is this? For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, this is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord gave them bread, bread from heaven. The Lord gave them bread, bread from heaven. What we have heard and and what our fathers have declared to us, we will declare to the generation to come the glorious deeds of the Lord and his strength. The glorious deeds of the Lord and the wonders that he wrought. The Lord gave them bread. Commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained manna upon them for food and gave them heavenly bread. The Lord gave them bread, bread from heaven. The bread of angels, food he sent them in abundance, and he brought them to his holy land, to the mountains his right hand had won. The Lord gave them bread, bread from heaven.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I declare and testify to the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. In the futility of their minds, that is not how you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard of him and were taught in him, as truth is in Jesus, that you should put away the old self of your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created in God's way, in righteousness and holiness of truth. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen. Amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen. Amen. I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
I woke up around maybe 4:20, 4:30 in the morning, and then I looked at my clock, and I said, well, I still have about another hour to go. But I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about the Mass, La Misa. This day, a very special day. We put aside work and we come to Mass. And Jesus tells us today in the Gospel, why we come to Mass? In the first reading, the Israelites grumbled with Moses. They were hungry. They wanted food to eat. We also grumble sometimes with our God. It's too hot. Not enough rain. Too much rain. We grumble. They grumble. In the Gospel, we have the people also grumbling. Jesus had just fed them. Remember last Sunday? In fact, they fed them so much there was leftovers, and they wanted to make him a king. You're a prophet, they said. And now today, they still want more. But they just want, they're hungry again. Give us bread to eat. But Jesus is talking to them about a different bread. A bread that satisfies their hunger. He's talking about himself. This is the reason why we're here. That is why we get up in the morning. We come to Mass to receive the Lord. It's Him. To receive Jesus. To be one with God. To be one with Him. To the God that teaches us, that nourishes us, that gives us light, that gives us direction. It's Jesus. As I was thinking about my sermon today, I thought about a child, and I love to see children here at Mass. And I love when I see the parents show tenderness and love, caressing, picking up the child. As soon as they pick up the child that is crying, the child ceases to cry. It feels comforted. It feels secured. It feels loved. That's us. That's me and you. When we crawl into the hands, into the arms of Jesus, yes, that's the Mass. We crawl into His hands, into His arms, and we feel His presence. We feel His love. We feel His peace. We feel faith. That's the Mass. Truly, truly, He says, you've come here just because your bellies are hungry. You don't come here because of the signs that I have performed. Why are you here? Why have you gotten up in the morning for? And hopefully you can answer, it's Him, Lord. I come to receive you. I need you. I need your direction. I need your strength. I need you in my life. That's why we're here. That's why we listen. We listen to His word, the word that gives us instruction, the word that is light to our feet, so that we can journey right, because sometimes we fall. We need the Word of God. We need to hear it. We need to study it. We need to reflect on it. The bread of life, Eucharist. It's a joy. I always think when people say I went to Mass and I find it boring, I say, what are you talking about? How can you find the Mass boring? It's all we sing to Him, we praise Him, we receive Him. It's Jesus. It's the God. It's the arms that embraces us and kisses us. And we feel alive when we come to Mass. That's the message that Jesus is trying to convey to these men and women. You've got to believe. I am the bread of life. Some will believe and will change. And some will not believe and they will never change. When we get up in a few moments to receive the Lord, there has to be a change. We cannot be the same. He has embraced, He has touched you. We have His presence. We cannot be the same. I will say this over and over again. We cannot be the same as we walked in when we leave here. There has to be a change in us. That's what Jesus wanted. He wanted to change them. He wanted them to see. He wanted them to love. He wanted them to forgive. And the Eucharist, Jesus, the bread of life, changes us. That's why we're here. A very special moment in our life. This hour, very special. Come to receive the bread that fills us. Come to receive His blood that ceases our thirst. Come. When you come in a minute, as did Jesus, give me love. Give me faith. Give me peace. That's what we love for. Sometimes we're asking for the wrong things. Ask for these gifts. Give me those gifts. I'm going back to that beautiful image of the child and the parents. That's what they get. They feel secured. They feel love. I'm at peace now. I'm in the arms of the person that loves me. That's the Mass. That's why it's so comforting. That's why sometimes we don't want to leave. We don't want the Mass to end. We're in the arms of our God, our Jesus.
Let us stand. Let us stand to profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven,
and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We have seen that God provided sustenance throughout history to satisfy people's needs. Therefore, we bring our needs before God, confident that they will be heard.
That the Church may continue to be a source of sustenance to the world, nourishing those who hunger for food that endures, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who grow weak from hunger and malnutrition in our nation and around the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who have become discouraged in the face of hardship, that they may know Jesus' loving care, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That we may be conscious of our abundance and be willing to share with those who have less. And also let us pray for a special intention for Connie Bilkey and Dora Garza. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
We also pray that the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of William Audrey Fagan Jr., Frank Garza Jr., Ramon Perez, Mary Alice Meir, and Gary Kistler, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O God, source of all that gives life and hope, you responded to the hunger of your chosen people with manna in the desert. Listen to our needs today and grant them according to your will, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Seeking Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration, we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy.
Blessed is he who comes in.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, he didn't will into his passion. He took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Amen.
Join our voices. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of your God.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Blood of Christ.
Amen.
Carlos.
and body of Christ. 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 Patrick, body of Christ. Body of Christ.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.